Hello, everybody at home. Thank you for coming. Portion of Balak. Let me put the mic here so I don't need to make an effort. Story of Balak. What a story. Balak, a king, Bilam, advisor, or a sorcerer, and they try to destroy the Israelite as they get out of Egypt. Thank God they fell. Not because we did well, not because they did bad, because there is something called God get involved and create chaos among them. And then, as a result, we survive. But we need to go deep into the story. Who is this guy, Bilam? Because the portion, if you look on Google, the portion many years ago was not called Balak. It was called Bilam. Because the main story is about Bilam. Balak been mentioned in the beginning, a little bit in the end, and that's it. Balak is the king, Bilam is the sorcerer. So, Bilam, if you remember, when the Israelites were slaves in Egypt by the king Pharaoh, Pharaoh has three advisors. Jethro, Bilam, and Job. Jethro ran away. Job say, take the Jewish people money. Bilam said, kill them. Or kill the firstborn. The first boy, all the boys. So we're talking about a person who has a history with this nation. Balak, you say, Parsha start, Vayar Balak. That's how the Parsha start. Start, Vayar Balak. Balak saw. We don't know what he saw. We're going to talk about it. Which Balak was it? The son of Tzipor. The son of the bird. Son of the bird. What's going on? And he saw what the Israelite did to the Amorite. And because he was the king of Moab, not the Moabic desert. Moab is Jordan of today. And he gets scared. He say, it will be my end. That's how it seemed. A simple level. And then right away, what he does, he hires a person by the name of Bilam. That's what he does. Why Bilam? There's many explanations. One of the explanations, when you take the first word of Balak, is Bet Lament. The first word of Bilam is Bet Lament. Together, you have Bilbul. Bilbul means confusion. He want to create confusion among the nation. But if you take the last two letters, okay, is Amalek together. So they want to be really bad to eliminate those Israelites from the world. That was the mission. That's number one mission. Now we're going to get into more of the secret. But before we go there, what is the story can tell us about us? You're going to see when you read the story on your own, you're going to find out that this guy, Bilam, who considered the most evil human being ever born, nobody's more evil than him, is not sound as bad guy. No, Zohar keep talking about it. You read about Bilam as an outsider, okay, spiritual guy, who's hired by Balak, good money. So these people are walking all over my field. Eliminate them. Bilam, go. Talk to God. God. Do people call me? Should I go with them? And God said, in the beginning, no. Then God said, yes. Then he go. And then when he go, God's the donkey, the mule, stop. Because the mule saw the angel. And because the mule saw the angels, he couldn't see. I'm telling you the background of the story. And then he was revealed to see the angel, say, oh my God, say, God told you not to go, and you're going. Say, but I thought I got it right, but I didn't. To go? Say, yes, go, and whatever I tell you, you will do. And he go. He arrived, he tried to curse the Israelite, he bless. He tried to curse second time, he bless. He tried to curse the last time, he blessed the biggest blessing ever. It's what we say when we go into synagogue. Matovu alecha Yaakov ishkonetecha Yisrael. Kepum Bilaam. The worst person in the world is the words we use in synagogue. What going on here? And the beauty before going to the Zohar about it. Why is Bilaam no good? Why is Bilaam no good? After all, the Talmud, not him, say that among the Israelites, the highest spiritual person was Moses. Among the non-Israelites, the highest spiritual person was Bilaam. So it's written that he was somehow spiritual. When you come to the Zohar, they call Bilaam a liar. Shakran. Shakran. Liar. Full of ego. The Zohar killing him. What is going on here? Because we cannot see through the story that it's all a big lie. If you don't understand Kabbalah, by the way, people who don't understand Kabbalah cannot find what's wrong with this guy. If you read the Hebrew or the English, it doesn't look that bad. You can't find that. But when you go to the depth, you realize a lot of time, spiritual people, spiritual leader can come across spiritual, dressed in nice clothes, whatever, yarmulke, or big cross, or Buddhist, or different, the whole nine yard is there. There's only one thing missing. He doesn't care about you. At all. He doesn't care about nobody but himself. So he's busy, look perfectly spiritual. Because what's the goal? To look spiritual. What's the purpose? To look spiritual. What's the other purpose? To be liked by the people who think I'm spiritual. Is you think about yourself to care about people? No, no, I'm not doing such a thing. No, 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 no. When you start caring about yourself and your ego, you will have to end up not doing the right thing. You're going to end up always lying, but you forgot what the lie is. What's the problem about lies? You don't remember when you lie. What's so beautiful about the truth? You don't have to remember what you say. I don't care what I said yesterday. It's still the same truth. When you lie, let's say you lie, like Bilaam lie. And again, Bilaam lie is hidden, which is the worst lie. There is different level of lie. The Zohar explains that Bilaam lie, you cannot find it. There is lie, let's say you ask you, why are you wearing brown shoes? And you look at me, say, well, it's not brown, it's yellow. It's an obvious lie, it's a revealed lie. Then come the conceal lie. Conceal lie, when I cannot find out that you're actually lying. The opposite. I think you're not lying. I think you are the most spiritual person. And then that type of lie lead into inner lie, which means you're lying to yourself. Gone. That person is gone spiritually, gone. Usually they never make it back. Why they never back? Because their whole identity of who they are is gone too. Did you ever think about it? I mean, they don't know who they are. It's sad. And when that happened to people, it reminds me of a story my son shared with me yesterday. So he told me, I don't remember the whole details. I think it happened in Cleveland. I think Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. It was a guy on TV, I think they call him the Birdman, or the Chicken Man, or the Birdman. I don't remember the whole story. I'm sorry, I don't know the details. No, Chicken Man or Birdman. So, the story with this guy, there is a call him Chicken Man, he makes sound of chicken as he walk in the street with a stroller in Cleveland. He go to the stroller, nothing in the stroller, nothing. And he makes sound of chicken. And everybody know him. Nobody bother, he doesn't bother. It's crazy, but it's crazy. You have a lot of crazy people in the street. One gentleman was very spiritual, public speaker and everything. Came to that chicken man and make an effort to, he has money, sandwich, something to drink, and he had even a conversation. So he brought a sandwich, a drink, a little money, like you're supposed to do, and I'm about to give him. And he looked at him, and he makes those, said to him, what's your story? I'm giving you this so you can tell me your story. And he doesn't talk. He cannot talk, he just can make chicken sound. You should look at the story online. It's better than the way I tell it. So, if I'm not mistaken, somebody saw that he talked to him, somebody passed by. If I'm not mistaken, again, please don't trust my information. Go on Google, because I heard it from somebody who heard it from someone who heard it from someone. But the punchline is good. And they told this guy, I told him, listen, this guy went to a trauma. So what was the trauma? He say, the house went on fire. His wife and two kids were inside. He break the thing to go in and save them. And he started getting burned in his hand. So he went from the other side. By the going from the other side, the thing fell down on them. And they die. As he's crying on the grass of the yard of his house, his brother-in-law from across the street saw him. He said, where is my sister? He started beating him up so bad until the police arrived. And he said, you chicken. He damaged his face so bad by punching him. That you wake up from the trauma, he believe, it's so sad to say it, I'm like, he believe he's a chicken. And they couldn't get it out of his brain to believe he's not. He gets stuck. Is he believe in his mind from the trauma that he's a chicken? But not chicken as afraid, chicken as the animal. I don't know if you understand. So he's making it sound. I mean, there's so many lessons for me from that story. First, we can't judge. We can't judge people when we see them not doing well. We can't judge people when we see them doing well. Second lesson, who are you? Did you ever ask yourself, are you a product of your experience? Or you are on your own, you know your personality, you know what you're doing? Bilam was busy being important. What do you need to do in our world, even today, when you want to be important? You have to be funny. You have to lie. How fast can you be number one on Instagram? How fast can you be number one in the media? How fast can you be, you know, or you have the universe right now forcing you to go fast, to get result. You can't be you. You're losing the you. And you have to start creating what the universe wants from you. Balak in this story, that's what I want to share with you today, before we go in deep. Balak in this story is the world. How it's paying you. Balak hire you. So he hire you to be something that you're not. But you forgot who you are. You think you're chicken. You think you're prophet. You think all kind of thing of yourself. People don't know who they are. So what happened? Let's say you think you're spiritual. You wake up in the morning, you think you're spiritual. Now what? You smile like spiritual KFC and you look at the cloud in a spiritual way. Oh my God. And then everybody look at you and say, wow, you're spiritual. Why? Because you close your eyes. Well, just like, yeah, look at this. Looks so spiritual, right? So the universe forcing you to be fake. That physical universe forcing you to be fake and will support you on being fake. That's Balak. I will pay you. Be what I ask you to be. And then the third part, when you wake up, it's sometimes too late. You wake up and said, is that who I am? Now, to wake up, it's very painful. So most people don't want to wake up. Don't want to wake up. You want to wake up tomorrow and find out you're not spiritual, let's say. You don't. I mean, if you truly challenge yourself to wake up and say, I want to know what I am, even if it's not me. Sometimes I have people who come to see me for a spiritual reason, like deep spiritual work. And I look at them, they have no clue who they are. So see, if I'm going to tell them who they are, they're going to fall apart. If I don't tell them, I'm a liar. What to do? Just talk. Remember when I was beginning of my spiritual journey? And again, my spiritual journey is not because I'm spiritual. It was a gift. Gift from the Creator, give it to me, put it inside of me and become spiritual. Not because I'm trying to become. I was forced to be spiritual. It's not something I choose. Force. Like this. Do it now. So I remember I'm going to do a reading in Santa Barbara in the fanciest villa on area called Montecito. That's an area, I never saw a house like this. You can drive to get to the door, just to get you the idea. I'm there. So I meet all the people that I'm showing you. I say, oh my God, they were there. So all the people, they see TV and this. I'm like, but I'm young, looking. So what am I doing here? What am I doing in this place? I'm thinking about the food. I'm so childish in my thought. So childish. Well, I'm going to make food. I didn't have a pan. I'm going to mix the omelette. And then, you know, I'm mixing the omelette. And somebody you all know, a famous person, walk into the kitchen. Say, are you Eliyahu? And I'm saying, yes, I'm doing my omelette. So I have a reading with you. So it's so 5 minutes. If you would know the name, I will tell you after. I don't want to put a recorder. So well, once I have my omelette and shakshuka, and then everything is okay. So I'm sitting with those people. And messages come to me. And the messages come to me. I don't tell them. Why don't tell them? I'm afraid what they think of me. Like clear messages. This happened. So I'm not saying it. Not saying that. Like I'm fighting. No way. Like a woman come to talk to me. My husband! All of a sudden, her father soul come down. He said to me, why don't you tell her? He give me all information. So I'm not doing it. There's no way I'm doing it. No way I'm doing it. So I'm sitting and I'm talking. So her father say again, please, something happened on the beach at that location. Just tell her that she will listen to you. So what I am saying, instead of saying it, what I'm saying, you like your father? And she said, he died. So, whoa. It's okay. I'm not getting to the point immediately. I'm going around. So when I say spirituality, people think I'm spiritual. I'm not spiritual. Spirituality was imposed on me. It was from childhood. You know, I remember a point in my life that the voice tell me, you choose this path or you're out, like out of this world. It's true. And I said, stupid nonsense. So I remember, I'm going to sleep. The whole room is on fire. And me screaming, no, I'm taking the deal. It's a true story, I'm telling you. On one point, I make a commitment that I will be spiritual at one point. But not right now, I was in the army. I told you that story. And I'm sitting in the army, and I didn't keep my deal. I said, well, if you prove it to me, I will be spiritual. And the proof came, but, you know, I'm Israeli. Nice. Next. Suddenly, I'm with a gun waiting in the army. So there's a snake coming, and I cannot go anywhere. I'm looking at the snake. I said, oh, my God, this is bad news. So listen, if you've been sent by the above, I'm telling you, give me a few days. I'm going to keep up on the snake. Oh, boom, leave away. So it was, when I say I didn't choose spirituality was forced on me. You know, if I had a choice to be not spiritual, not doing anything, it would be fun. But some people have choices. Some people, they see in heaven that there is no hope for a person like me. So they force it on me. They're like, you have to be. You have to be. When the Zohar talk on Bilam and Balak, Bilam was connected. But he was connected, and he want to be making sure that he's unique, he's special. Spiritual person mission is not to be psychic or to know things. That's not the mission of spirituality. Spiritual mission is about, I want to be connected so I can pass on the messages to people so I can help. Like in one point, I remember I started seeing things, so I got scared. So I went to Mexico to a special woman to close my eyes. I said, listen, I start seeing too many things. I want you to close me down. Shut me down. I don't want to know. So she started working on me for 8 hours. She told me I can shut out your eyes, but I cannot shut out your ears. You're going to still hear it. So, okay, hear it. Good. I'm scared. I'm scared of seeing. I don't want to see. So, okay, you're only going to hear. Wonderful. Today I spoke to one of my friends who woke me up. He was a messenger. And he told me, Eliyahu, you can't do that. He heard about it, so you cannot continue doing that. It's not about you, it's about others. You have to start seeing it again. I said, but I'm afraid. I don't have that in me. I'm nervous to see. You see a shape, you see this, I don't want to know. Bilam was in a level of seeing stuff, connecting in the highest level you can imagine. So what's wrong? That's exactly what the Zohar asks. What is wrong? And let me show you what the Zohar asks. Shocking Zohar. Shocking. Let me show you. Okay, exactly. I'm reading from Zohar 287. They're asking, God asking Bilam, ויאמר מי האנשים האלה עמך? Who are those people with you that you're going with? Why they asking the question? God doesn't know. The angel don't know. Say the Zohar, the left column was asking it. Left column. Left column meaning receiving, selfishness, anger. But it said that it was a test. It was a test. What was the test? כי שלושה היו שניסה אותם אלוקים. Three people, אלוקים test. He didn't say you'd give up a test. Listen carefully. When you talk about God in English, it's the same. The Lord, God, it's over. Goodbye. No. In Kabbalah, in Hebrew, you have touch gamatan, it's you'd give up a test. Elohim is Malchut. You're never going to find out you'd give up a test talking to God, to Bilam. Only Elohim. Elohim has two sides. Elohim Chaim ve'Elohim Acherim. Lo yiyeh lecha Elohim Acherim al panai. Elohim Acherim, meaning other God, is the impure system, the worst of the worst. Elohim Chaim, it's a positive, but it's the lowest. So Elohim can do you. You got me? You got me? Other Elohim, it's called Elohim Acherim. The name for other Elohim. Other, the word other, mean impure system. So, Bilam was connected to that. But that level called Elohim was testing three people. Chizkiyah, Yechezkel, and Bilam. It tested Chizkiyahu, the king, Ezekiel, and Bilam. Shnayim lo amdu b'nisayon. Two fell. Who? Chizkiyahu and Bilam. And one made it. Who made it? Ezekiel. What? What was the test? When God said to Ezekiel, is these bones will be resurrected. Those of you who read Ezekiel. If you want to know about Ezekiel, always ask Mashan Yehuda. He mastered the book Ezekiel. That's all what he does. He read it 1,000 times. Ezekiel, God showed him a valley of bones, and he asked him, will these bones can be resurrected? Say Ezekiel. Vayomer Hashem Elohim atayadata. He said, Elohim, you know better. When the test happened to Hezekiah, the king, he said, Me'eretz rechoka ba'u elai mi'bavel. He said, from the far land they come to me, from the Babylonian land. Meaning, to me. Was God's words involved? No. Hezekiah? No God's word. Ezekiel? Yes, God's word. Bilam, Amar, Balak ben Tzipor, Melech Moab shalach elai. He said, God, I don't want to curse those Jewish people or Israelites. No. But that guy, Balak, the king, he sent me people with money and with honor to show God that he's a very important guy. But say the Zohar, אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא שאלו כדי להטוטו. God didn't ask him just to know. God asked him to test him and to make sure he will do a mistake. Why would God do such a thing? Because there is one thing you have to do on your own. Recognize your filth. Recognize your ego. With no limit. Don't be afraid. Look at the ego in the mirror. Make fun of your ego. Laugh at your ego. laugh at your ego. Because in the end of the day, as Rav Ashlag said, and I said on Shabbat, we have soul and body. The soul and body hate each other. The body want to grab everything in this life. And the soul want to grab everything in the other life. What about God? Who God love more? God love the soul, but it's not the like the body. He hate the body. Why is God hate the body? Because the body is all the reason you cannot be spiritual. More body you have, less spirituality. So every time you give your body the energy the body need, the soul diminish. Every time you give the soul, then the body diminish. So it's going up and down and up and down. Bilam was busy looking important. Hezekiah the king, looking important. Ezekiel, he said to him, with these bones will be resurrected. Say, you know God. Right away, he eliminated himself. He's not exist. If you cannot do such a thing, if we cannot do such a thing, there's no room for spirituality. No room. How will you have room for spirituality if there is too much of the ego, too much of the you? And it continues. Was one Kuti. Kuti means a certain type of religion without going into details. He asked Rabbi Lazar, excuse me. I mean, I know you Jewish people speak bad about Bilam and good about Moses, but I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you. He said, I see something about Bilam better than Moses. I speak to Rabbi Lazar. I would not do it. Rabbi Lazar, last time somebody spoke to him like that, he did like these guys, he make him bonds. But this guy's brave. He say, he was honest. When you're honest, don't be afraid of anybody. In Moses, it say, and he called Moses. Bilam, it's written, Vayikar Elokim El Bilam. It's mentioned the name of Elokim was coming to Bilam. Or it's a Vayovo Elokim El Bilam. It's also written this week, Pasha. And Elokim came to Bilam. With Moses, it's not coming. It's feel like they're friendly. They're playing backgammon together. Something's going on. With Moses, Vayikra Elav. Somebody called them. Do you understand the raise of the question? Amarlo. Say, Rabbi Lazar, I will answer you. He's like a king that is in his chamber, sitting on the chair. Somebody with a leprosy disease is knocking on the door. Amar HaMelech, mi hu shedofek al hadalet? Who is this guy knocking on the door? Amru Metzora Ploni. Says somebody with skin disease. We don't know his name, but he's knocking on the door. Amar lo ikanas lekan. Says make sure he doesn't enter my palace. Because I want the palace to stay clean. So then the king said, if I send a messenger and he really want to tell me, he will knock on the door again and he tried to break in. The best solution, say God, I will go outside to him. So the king going out and he say, tell me what's your story and leave my son alone. When the lover of the king come and knock at the door, the king say, who is at the door? They tell him the guy who loves you the most is here. He say, I'm not going to go to him. I want him to hear my voice behind the door. And he say, my dear lover, please come in. Instead of me going outside. And please fix flowers and cakes and everything for him to feel comfortable. He said, Bilam was full of ego, like somebody who has leprosy. I don't want him in my house. So when it says that Elohim came to Bilam, he get out of his place, so he will rachok, he will stay far away from the kingdom. So what we learn from that? The Zohar wants us to understand something very important. A lot of time, a person starts to think, she or he, that they're special. What could be a better feeling that you're special? Maybe you are. Everybody's special, right? Your mother will tell you everybody's special. Your father will tell you everybody's special. You know, it's like when I used to take care of children many years ago, and the parents used to come see me. And they always said to me, my kids are so special. I said, where is the bad kids come from? All those 100 kids are all special. I guess there is no bad kids. But from the point of view of the mother and father, they're special. Going back to Bilam, think. Sometimes you start to believe that you're better than others, that you know things fast. You start giving a personality trait to yourself that are fake. What's going to happen in the day you discover everything you thought of yourself is off? How scary is that moment? You think you're fast, they tell you you're slow. All my life, for example, me, I thought I'm slow. I discovered I'm fast. I had to go out into the world to find out I'm fast. A lot of things I thought of myself, but you have to be open to change your mind. All of my life, I thought I can never hold the guitar because I was told, like the chicken man. My chicken man was fear of holding guitar. I play with the band. It was nice. A lot of things which are positive about you are covered with a fake positive you think about yourself. Too deep for you what I just said? Let me repeat it. A lot of things which are really good about your personality are covered with a fake positive side of your personality. You got me or I lost you? Let's say, if you think you're highly of yourself, let's say you think you're sensitive, and you're not. By busy with the concept that you're so sensitive to others, and you're not, you're never going to reveal the true gift that you have in your own personality. It will be waiting for you to stop believing in the fake things. The question is now, how do we know? Well, I tell it to every kid before they go to college, my children, everybody. So when you're going to go out to the world to work, life will teach you. Life, but you have to be open. Most people are close-minded. Life will teach you. I had privilege. I mean, thank God I wasn't born with money. So I had to go to work at a very young age in some factory. And I was fired after 4 days. Me, I was thinking I'm number one in school. You're a genius. So what? So what if you? So what if you're good in school? I thought good in school is enough. Who can beat that? 4 days. But the boss that God put there saved my life. He said with me, he said, sit down for a second. He said, listen, I look at you. You're smart. You have a lot of good things. You don't know how to work. Let me give you a few advice. And in the end of this talk, he gave me for free. He gave me the check for the 4 days I worked. I couldn't resist. I said, I don't deserve it. So I want to give it to you so you don't have negativity. Tell me this guy didn't save my life in a young age. So I had to go out there for him to wake me up that I'm not aware of nothing. I'm stupid in many areas, but I couldn't grow until I'll be open. How many people told you things that you disagree with? How many people told you things that you're not accepting? How many people told you things that make you angry? You want to punch them in the face. When I was living in Boca, I was weighed 268 pounds. Nobody dared to tell me, you're fat. You're fat. If somebody tell me you're fat, eventually it will sink in. I need aggressiveness. I'm not, hint, don't get me. Maybe I'm stupid. I don't get hint. I don't get the hint. As I said today to somebody, talk about marriage, if my wife put the garbage front of the door. I don't get it that I have to take it and put it there. Now I'm getting it. It took me years. I don't get why the dry cleaning is out and the garbage is in. Oh, they need to pick it up. Hint? I'm terrible in hint. Explain, educate me. I'm number one. Tell me clearly. Maybe because I'm Israeli, Israeli, we're very direct. We say, yes, but, you know, we don't understand what you want from us. What I'm supposed to, I don't get it. So it took me years. I'm a late bloomer to understand life. I didn't. I have to tell you, I didn't. Came to New York. I remember, I have no idea where I was. I didn't even know how to speak to people. So, did I say the story of Boca? A lot of them, but did I start something about Boca? Yeah, fat. So, what happened with the fat, with the weight? I met a gentleman, they were Bobby. His name is Bobby, not Bob, Bobby. Doctor, surgeon. And he insulted me. Very bad. After I helped him save his marriage and save everything for him, he passed away, may his soul be okay. He passed away this year or last year. And I helped him a lot. Then he told me, Eliyahu, I'm only a doctor for the rich and famous. But I want you to come to my office. Come to his office. He finished me. In my mind, I think this guy is an idiot, stupid. I want to get out of this office now. Then he bring nutritionist in. So, well, Bobby, what's going on in this place? I said, please relax. So I don't want to relax. I don't want to relax. What's going on? And then he bring another person, nutritionist, sport professional, all kind of people. So, well, I'm feeling pressure here. I'm choked. Say, I will love you. I said, no, I don't feel loved. I want to get out. I want to go home. Say, just breathe. He put me on a bicycle. Start biking. And they touch me into all kind of thing for the heart, for my breathing. They close my mouth to the breathing. In oxygen, out oxygen, all kind of technique. Sophisticated for the rich and famous. You have to pay $5,000 just to do that. And then they talk to you 12 hours about food, what you eat, what you don't. What you eat, how you do sport, how often, how this. He won. The next day, I'm finding myself angry. Coming back from pray and take a walk. That was my first sport. Start taking a walk. That was 14 years ago. Start taking a walk. It's hot outside in Boca. And I'm walking. So I can't believe I'm walking. What a boring, stupid thing. Then I start walking. I start liking it after a week. Not bad, not bad. It's actually nice. Then I said, do a little tennis, basketball, something. So then I find myself, I got to lose weight. Then I start losing. A lot of things start to change. I hated him. And then I went to him. And I remember that lecture. I said to everybody, guys, thank you to Bobby. He was sitting there and he started laughing. He said, I told you. But it took me 2 years and 2 months to take him. You know, 2 years and 2 months for me to be able to appreciate. I didn't appreciate. I don't know how many of you are open to hear things that don't make sense to you about you. And unfortunately, if you don't going to go through that in life, it doesn't have to be a mentor. It can be somebody from the street. Like I told you, I was walking in Santa Monica, I meditate. And then I start feeling my ego. It's so beautiful. And then a woman come, hit me with the shoes on my face and run away. You heard it, right? No, yes, yes, you know, on the sidewalk, not funny at all. I didn't know what's going on in my life at that moment. And I'm with Debbie on the phone, I'm doing like meditation, like light, and I feel like I got it, this is it. And she runs, okay, what am I supposed to do? That picture, but I'm not open, I was open. I wasn't open then. On the way home driving, 11 p.m. Well, it's true. Yeah, I should change. I should do better. Are you open? Bilam was not. Chizkiyahu Melech, not. Ezekiel was not. Ezekiel was open. Ask yourself that, please. Are you open to hear the universe talk to you? Are you open to hear a crazy bum from the street, a beggar, come and scream at you? That's the question. You know the Baal Shem Tov, what they say about the Baal Shem Tov? Holy Baal Shem Tov. One thing is walking in the marketplace. There is a crazy person who screams at everybody. Somebody starts screaming at him, idiot, at the Baal Shem Tov. And all the students want to beat him up. So wait. He came closer to him. He looked at him. See, you an idiot, stupid, you this. And then he quiet. I said, you finish? He said, let me tell you the Baal Shem Tov. He said, you have no idea how much you write. And you 10 times more right than what you say. When you speak about my body. But when you talk about my soul, created by God, you're absolutely wrong. But I thank you for waking me up to remember. Remind me that my body is not doing well. And the guy started to change from crazy to normal. You don't know your power when you accept criticism that doesn't fit with your logical sense. Accept criticism that fit with your logical sense will do okay. It's not bad, it's better. But you have to look, not to be humiliated, to look for, can somebody tell you something that you disagree with and you take it. Anyway, that's the thing. Now another thing. I'll show you two more things. Sorry. Shlomo, King Solomon, said, how do you know that Bilaam was bad news? I'm reading from 163. So, Gimel Simanim M Siman La'Avera. Three things are a sign you are committing a crime or you're making a sin. That's come from the Mishnah. It say, Yarkon, Siman Leshtut, I don't know what Yarkon means specifically, I have to look at the translation. Yarkon, literally it means green, or green face, meaning stupidity, but I don't think it literally means that, Yarkon. Ushemar Bedvarim, Siman Sheno Yodea Klum, the one who's speaking about thousand things, it's a sign he doesn't know nothing. And three, who speak highly of himself is worse than all the other. Whoever speak highly of themselves has all the bad things in that personality. Why? Shoel, v'arei katuv yalech hazar v'lo picha. But the verse said, other should praise you and not yourself. He said, what if other don't praise me? Should I praise myself? You can speak whenever you're ready. Yarkon, you found? At Shoshamet Yarkon Siman Leshtut. So, if nobody praise me, don't I'm supposed to praise myself? Because it say, let other praise you and not your mouth. So you can learn, if other don't praise me, then it is my mouth. We have to praise myself. Im en mi shebekir lechaptach picha ledever b'divere Torah. It say, the Zohar said, if nobody praise you, just start to read from the Torah. Start to read something from the Torah. Start speaking about Torah. Don't speak about yourself. And then, when you do that, people will say, the Torah you just read is amazing. But they will not necessarily give you the compliment. So it's more pure. You need to know, said the Zohar, in verse 164, the best way to know people is when they're opening their mouths. Because they tell you who they are. The brain is all the information, and the mouth is the delivery of the information. This Rasha, said the Zohar in 165, this Rasha Bilaam, this evil person called Bilaam, Ayam Meshabech et Atzmo Bakol, he used to speak highly of himself. You should read it. And he was Gnevat Adat. How do you say Gnevat Adat? He was stealing the opinion of the people. There is a word like this in English. Gnevat Adat. Huh? Manipulation, yeah. In Hebrew, it's called Gnevat Adat. Gneva means to steal. Dat means your knowledge. Meaning, I am manipulate you to think what I want you to think. So he used to do small spiritual thing, but it sounded like it was big. He was good in that. In the Torah, it looked like he was spiritual. But when he talked about different levels with God, it was talking about the impurity. The impurity, not the purity level. Because the spirituality has two sides. The purity level, Sfirot, and the impurity level sefirot. The purity level, dimension, and levels, impurity level of dimension. They seem equal in the name. Let's say Malchut of Tuma and Malchut of Kedusha. Malchut of the impure and Malchut of the pure. Malchut of the impurity, okay, is the lowest level. It's like 10 minus. Malchut of purity is plus 1. Same name. That's what Bilam did. Aval Rasha, the Zohar called Rasha, the wicked called Bilam, was only praise himself. Did you ever hear it? You think you're talking to the... This is it. Forget every other prophet. This is the guy. Because he believed, listen carefully, he believed there is nobody better than him. What is the punishment for a person like this? When you think there is nobody better than you, you're never going to meet people to help you. You're stuck. If you know you don't know, you will learn. If you think you know, you cannot learn. Like I get almost a joke 2 weeks ago. I have a woman call me, and I have my rusty voices. Usually by Friday, I talk all week. So she called me. Said, Leo, I need a favor. And this woman do any favor I ask for, she does for me. But she asked me a favor now. I said, wow, anything. The texting. So I need urgently in the next 5 minutes your Kiddush, record your Kiddush in voice because I need it for Shabbat. Me? Voice? I'm not Mr. Voice. Maybe my son Yehuda, Michael. No, I'm not Mr. Voice guy. Like Mr. Voice, I know I'm not good at it. But she asked. I go to my family. I tell them I didn't send it to her. I took something from YouTube from somebody else and I sent that. I don't believe I'm good in it. I don't believe. That's one my chicken moment. I think I'm not good. Then I said, my family, I didn't tell them first. So days passed by and we talk. So it's funny. You know what happened to me? This woman asked me to record my voice. And my family said, why didn't you? I said, me with my voice? I said, it's good. Then I call the son of this lady. I said, listen, your mom asked me to record my voice. Like, am I totally off? I said, Yahweh, I love your voice. When you do Kiddush, it's the best. I never even thought about it in the wildest dream. And I'm doing it for 31 years that I'm good in Kiddush. You understand? In my brain, it's not. There is block here. So a lot of time, for good or bad, we don't know who we are. And the universe revealed it to you, but what? Me? I don't get it. Like, me? Really? That's not my specialty. As long as somebody asks me to iron clothes, that I'm going to destroy the shirt. I'm so understand. And I try for 1 year to learn, and either I do the sleeve, and then this were not me. It's not me. I try. What I'm trying to tell you, what about the gift you have and you don't know about? You have to reveal them. And soon... But the way you reveal them is by let people tell you what's wrong with you on the real stuff. Because the ego divides to 2 levels. You have inner ego and external ego. The external ego is what everybody sees. The inner ego is nobody sees it. Only special people can dig in, take it out, and throw it to the garbage. But you need a special mentor, special teacher to go in. Yalla, garbage gotta go. Time to send that away. When you do that, you allow the true gift of your inner personality to come out. But if you keep protecting, I hope they don't know that. Or I don't think I'm that. I don't think I'm that. I don't think I'm that. You can receive criticism. Why people think that criticism is bad? One of the countries I've been in, from all over the world I teach, there is one country, criticism there is the worst. You cannot criticize people. Canada. Canada, guys. You don't criticize people in Canada. They don't get it good. I didn't know. It's Israeli, 25 years old. I was here only 2-3 years. I'm flying to Canada. I'm a famous reader. So you go from country to country as a kid. Canada, snow. So I said to this lady, this, wrong with you. You're lying too much. She faint. I'm calling the hospital. What happened? Nightmare. So I start to get scared. I'm young in it. You understand? So I don't know how to talk. They couldn't take no criticism. You know what I had to do to them? I had to do a workshop when I cut movies, when all the screaming at the movie, when the movie say, stupid, idiot. So I took from different movie, collected into one editing thing with my friend here, actually, put it on a video for 5 minutes, and I tell them it's a therapy for you to watch it until it stops bothering you. 30 days took some people. They look at it. I said, do you take it personally? Say, a little bit, but it's start to feel better. Some people cannot take criticism, not because just ego. The inner ego is disturbing. It's more, they don't believe that there is more after. They think the end is when they get humiliated, and that's the end. What happened after, the day after? You ever, I don't know how many of you ever went to tough moment in life. I did. I don't know about you. I went to many of them. When you crash, there is a rise. I don't know how to call it. There is a rise. There is a rise. Every crash, bring a rise. Ravashtak talked about it. Every crash, bring a rise. If you allow the crash to happen, rise will come. If you not allow the crash to happen, crash will last. And it's painful. When it lasts, painful. Oh, painful. Painful. Not physically, it's painful. Everything is heavy, the heart, you don't have appetite, nothing works. Just nothing works. But when you allow the criticism to take a place, I'm not talking about abuse, I hope you balance it. Not abuse. Criticism is from somebody who cares about you. You know, like Bobby, who cares about me being fat, not because I'm bothering, because he cares about my health. You can feel it. Or you can't. If you have too much of ego, you think everybody's against you, right? When the kids say, oh, they're against me, they're bad. But if, you know, anyway, I think you got it. Another section of Zohar, I see that the time is fast. It's going fast. Who is this Balak? Verse 1. See, I'm going reverse. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Ma ra Balak? Vayar Balak. What did he see? How did he see? Mayari Yasharah. He say, it wasn't he saw, it was psychic seeing. How? How did he do it? He used, it's called the left column of negativity. Let me tell you what happened. I don't know how many of you understood the concept of tzimtzum, contraction. It used to be a light in a certain place, and that light is no longer come to expression within the vessel, and that's when the vessel stay empty. Very similar to that. It used to be all tea, now it's empty. In the place of the emptiness, there is energy. That energy has a name in Kabbalah, it's called Reshima, impression. That impression is what the Klipot want. The Klipot know they cannot get to the light, because it's gone. The Klipot know, the negative force know, I don't want to do the work to get to that. So they don't. But what they want to do, they want to go to the place where the original light used to be. Balak tried to use that weapon to know everything about the future. Through that, Vayar Balak is so that even if you have the number one weapon to know the future and to get light from the wrong places and to destroy every enemy, he saw that this guy, Moses, is the only guy that he can get that energy that he used against him, against the person who used it against Moses. He saw what he did to Amorite. So those people are different. I have a problem. That's why he sent to call Bilam. He said, I try everything. And Balak was much stronger than Bilam. Balak didn't need a person like Bilam. He could do witchcraft, kill nations. But when he came to the Israelites, and Moses, it's, I can't do it. It doesn't work. What did he do? What was that bird? Lakach tzipor. He took a bird. He put herbs and he let the birds fly. He did all kind of thing, as all doesn't mention, whisper words, and then birds come back with the herbs and chirping. He put it in a cage. He bowed to the cage. He put some incense and smoke. And then the birds start talking of anything he want to know. Of course, the secret, I don't have the time to go through that. But just saying, it's beautiful, but the Zohar said, I will make it short. The Zohar said that the first four verses of the Torah of Balak, the first verse say by Balak, second verse by the bird, third verse by Balak, last verse, fourth verse, by the Balak and the birds. They were talking to each other. So when it say, here, Vayagar Moab b'nei ha'am, sham yored alayhem, So, sorry. I want to read it to you correctly because I really enjoyed that. Yeah. Okay. Hope to find it shortly. Here it is. No, it's not what I want to tell you exactly. Yeah. Verse 4 in Balak. Uamar ha'am, he said the nation. The birds answer, Israel. He said, Me'od, he say, I'm scared very much. And the birds say, Rav, very much. He should be scared. You understand, he and the bird talking, and he realized, I have a problem with these people. But what was these birds exactly? How do you make a bird like this? He said, he put the bird in the window. But what kind of bird is that? He mixed gold and silver. I don't know if you can mix gold and silver. Why gold and silver? Gold is left column, silver is right column. Then, of course, he had to take a tongue of a real bird, put it inside, and then put, after 7 days, a gold needle into the tongue. And after 7 days, he made the birds connect to the sun and the moon. Sun in the daytime, he put it in the sun. At night, in the moon. After 7 days, he put a needle, and then he said, birds, deliver. And the birds talk. You talk to me about sophisticated robot here, computer? We are not even close. Not even close. Like you have a bird like this? You have a computer who does that? That you can put this and it tell you what's going to happen in Bitcoin or stock market tomorrow? You got nothing. We think we're sophisticated. Those people were not even into the most spirituality. They were like the lowest. That's what they used to do. Just to appreciate. It's in verse 5 about how to build a bird.
So Yerakon, you
found
it, is jaundice.
What is jaundice?
Jaundice?
Yeah. Yellow, no?
Yeah.
Ah, so jaundice is a sign of what, would you say?
Huh?
That somebody commit a crime. Wow. Why? Because it comes from the liver.
Yes.
And the liver is the roots of all left column energy. So the liver in charge of anger. Why you get angry? Think you're right. Why you think you're right? Because you sin. If you don't sin, you always think you're wrong. If you think you're wrong, you never get angry. God's 22. Summarize this week portion. It's just, I can never stop read the Zohar from this week portion. It's so many secrets. But what we want to get out of it, how do you know who you are? How do you know if it's time for you? How do you start winning your ego? How do you go about it? The first thing, if somebody calls you stupid, most probably they're right. Because you're stupid for something. You never did a stupid thing. masking. It never happened to you once in your life you've been stupid? I was 1,000. Even today I was stupid. Every day I'm stupid. So if somebody tell me I'm stupid, why am I hurt by that? Because I don't believe I'm stupid. I just don't believe I am. If you don't believe you're stupid, we have a problem. You allow you to tell yourself stupid, right? When I play chess or tennis or something, I say, I'm so stupid. It doesn't mean, but that move was stupid. If I'm investing in Bitcoin 2 months ago and now I lost money, I'm stupid. So why when somebody tells me stupid, I get angry? Because they don't have the right to tell me I'm stupid. I'm the only one who can call myself stupid. But maybe they have a messenger to save you for something terrible. We're not open. Bilam was not open. Balak was not open. Not open. All this takes place. Where are the Israelites? They have no clue this is happening. This is already done like telescope, spiritual telescope. They don't even know. God, not even Moses, is taking care of business upstairs to confuse those people. That's another lesson. How many of the good things happen in your life? Or how many of the bad things that don't happen in your life prevented by God? And you even don't say thank you because you don't know about it. Do you want to know about it? Remove the layers of the ego. Don't be afraid if somebody don't talk nice to you. Today, I'm praying. So usually the table in the bench or the table, it's a very small table, so you have, it's 3 chairs, but 2 people sit. Today someone is, and I like to put my books, my tefillin in them. So this person sit next to me. A thought of judgment come to my head, because usually I'm in the corner, nobody ever bother me. I love it comfortable. And the judgment lasts for about 25 seconds, and then say, Leo, come on. The guy want to sit and pray next to you. And he came in the end, bother me, like, no more thing bother me. And then I changed my thought, and I said, he's a messenger. Look at him as a messenger to help you. You know what he does? He put it in, he prayed like 10 minutes. I don't know if he even knew he was a human. Nobody come to pray when the Torah is supposed to come out, put the filling together, the Shema, Amida, go. That's it. So he looked at me and he whispered, I'm sorry. He tell me. He doesn't know what I judge him. I'm sorry. The reason I sit here, because I want to do it first. I don't even want to sit. I do it while I'm standing, Shema, filling, and I'm going. And me, fake me, looking at him and saying, cool, no problem. I was so ashamed of myself, so ashamed. That happened in Bilam. Like I judge you for 25, at least 35 seconds. And you are now nice to me? And if you are not a human and you are an angel, I'm sure the whole group upstairs know what I just did. And I'm standing, and another gentleman talked to me, and I don't even see them from thinking. Like, you know when you're thinking and somebody talk, and you don't, you kind of get like, what have I done? And I'm looking for him, he's gone. And I'm now looking for him when I'm going to see him again to apologize. And he didn't have a chance. But it's to tell us how many times we're not open. We just don't want to be open. I hope, I pray for me, I pray for you, I pray for all of us. We need to be more open, guys. We need to be more open. There is so much truth in the world that want to come to you and help you. But if you keep yourself shut down, it's never going to happen. Thank you. We got to go. Thank you.